Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And it's a gorgeous morning. I hope the weather is nice where you are. Blue sky, it's warming up a little bit, going to get into the 40s where I live here in southern May. And I think you should get outside and get some work done. Put the garden to bed if you haven't finished it. And if you're going to be decorating for the Christmas holidays, maybe a good idea to use a day like today to string your lights. If you're going to be using some roping right now, it's relatively warm. You can wrap that roping very easy compared to when the roping itself is frozen. You'll do a lot less damage to the shrubbery putting the lights on because the branches are going to be more pliable rather than being frozen stiff and brittle. So if you're going to decorate, today's the day to get out there. Take advantage of the nice weather. You know, every day we get closer to winter and snow is a possibility no matter where you live at any day real soon. So while the weather's good, use it to your advantage. Don, who do we have up first this hour?
Up first, this is Margaret from Connecticut, who has a question about a winterberry berry.
Margaret, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about my winterberry bush.
Yes.
I hardly got any berries on it this year, and I didn't know why that could be.
Okay. How much sun is the plant getting?
Well, that's the thing. It did not get a lot of sun. We had a great big limb from a tree that was covering it this summer. However, that big limb has been removed, so I wondered if it had something to do with having a lot of shade down in that area.
Yeah, that's definitely part of the reason. And the other thing, too, some of these plants, like the winterberry, this is a plant that some years the plant can be so loaded that the branches almost seem to be weeping, and the following year, you only get a few berries. So they do go in cycles depending on the winter and depending on the summer. If you have a harsh winter and you get a little bit of dieback, that will kill some of the flower buds on the plant that will eventually make the fruit on it. If you have a summer that's very dry and you don't get a lot of, like, thunderstorms during June and July, being that there's less water available, your berries may drop from the plant. So what I would suggest that you do so that you have pretty much an average every year. They seem to be at the same level. Feed them with a fertilizer like Holly Tone because that red berry plant likes the soil to be on the acidic side. That does make a difference. If you just did it in the spring, you don't have to do it twice. In the spring, a good handful for every 2 to 3 feet of height or spread to the plant. And that will help. So if you can feed it, and if you see that in July, it's hot, it's dry, we're not getting any thunderstorms to speak of, run the hose over there, crack it open, let it ooze coming out the size of your little finger, and really saturate right around the plant 15, 20 minutes, even a half an hour if it's a big plant. And that water will make a big difference in the quality of the plant. And when it's in bloom during the springtime, if you can make sure that there's plenty of water also, that will help to give you better pollination. Okay? You give that a try, and I know Margaret's going to make a big difference. But these cycles can be avoided with feeding and water during the summertime. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ben from Lawrence, Massachusetts, who has a question about fruit trees.
Ben, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, Ben.
Yes. Well, I have a question about grafted fruit trees.
Yes.
Okay, I have a pear tree that's not that great. I'd like to graft some other pears on it. Mm-hmm. I can't graft this time of the year, correct?
Right. You have to graft during the spring.
Spring. Okay, suppose I cut those scones now and refrigerate them or freeze them. Is that possible?
Usually, I mean, when I was a Boy Scout and we did some of that, we always did it in the spring when you had really viable tissue. And I don't know if you were to cut those buds out and freeze them, if you would create damage, because freezing is going to expand that tissue, because water will expand when it freezes. And I think that if you cut them now and you froze them, I don't think that they would survive. I would prefer that you wait until the springtime when the sap begins to move. And that way, when you put that bud on the plant is active. It's providing the moisture that that bud needs to stay viable. So definitely wait until the springtime. That's when I was taught. That's when I did it. And I'm sure that that is the best time for grafting on any plant, when the plant is active. And right now, it's not active. So if you try and graft it now, you got this poor piece of a plant that there's no way for it to get water. And with the winter ahead of us, and I know if you put it in the freezer, it's not going to survive. Wait until spring. Thank you, Ben. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Tom from New Hampshire, who has a question about a weeping cherry.
Good morning, Tom. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
A year ago last spring, I planted a weeping cherry. And in the wintertime, I covered the trunk with burlap. Do I have to do it again this year?
No. Normally, when you buy a thin bark tree, like all of your fruit trees, flowering pear, plum, cherries, you should cover it for the first season. But once it's been in the ground for a year, you no longer have to. 90% of the time they'll do very, very well. I have a weeping cherry at my house. I have a dwarf white one called Snow Fountain. And I covered it the first year. I haven't covered it since. And it's done very, very well. The one thing that you want to do, Tom, that will really help that plant to grow, in the spring, when it finishes flowering, I want you to take your pruners and I want you to prune back every single branch on that tree. You've got a brand new plant. The roots are now established. The top will come by itself. But by pruning the end of every single branch, you will remove the leader bud. The bud that's in charge, the leader. When you cut him off, the buds that were normally behind him will compete to become the new leader. And when that happens, instead of that branch getting longer and longer, two, three, four branches will develop to compete to become the new leader, and that will stimulate a lot of new growth on the top of your plant, helping it to fill in a lot faster. And that will mean probably double the amount of flowers on your plant a year from now, okay? Feed it, water when it gets dry, and prune it when the flowering cycle is over for the best results. Now, if we can help you, call 800-259-9231. John, who's up next?
Up next, we have Lillian from Providence, Rhode Island, who has a question about wood ash.
Lillian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Lillian?
Pretty good, thanks. A few weeks ago, you discussed wood ash and said what it was good to be put on, and I thought I would never get any. And in the meantime, I've had the opportunity to get some, but now I don't know what to put it on.
Okay. We're coming up on a break. I can hear the music. When we come back, I'll tell you. If you can just hold on, let's talk a little bit more on what type of plants you have, and I'll tell you where to put it. Okay? For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to Castlebar,
from that to County Clare. As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We were talking with Lillian about wood ash to use on her gardens. Now, Lillian, what type of plants do you have in your garden?
Well, mostly they're all flowers, irises, lilies, roses, mums now, some strawberry plants, daisies.
Okay. Then you could use this wood ash on all of your plants. The plants that you want to try and avoid are if you have a blue hydrangea, if you put the wood ash around the blue hydrangea, you could change the color and make it more pink. Blueberries, they want to be on the acid side. But all of the perennials that you were talking about, they will do very well. Now, just to give you an idea, if you took a 5-gallon bucket, a 5-gallon bucket filled with wood ash would give you enough wood ash to treat 1,000 square feet of garden. And that would be the same thing as a bag of lime. So a 50-pound bag of lime, you would sprinkle it like you do rock salt on ice by hand. And don't worry about the little pieces of wood that has not burned all the way to a powder. That will break down once it gets wet, and once it freezes, it will expand and it will shatter. So those little burnt-up cinders will break with the freezing and thawing during the winter months. So a 5-gallon bucket will treat 1,000 square feet, which is 100 feet by 100 feet. That's 1,000 square feet of garden. Okay? So just sprinkle it on. You don't have to worry about working it into the soil. As the ground freezes and thaws, the ground cracks. And the powder from the wood ash will fall down. If you have the time and you want to scratch it in, that will get it into the soil faster. But the advantages of wood ash over lime is tremendous. Regular ground limestone, regular powdered lime, will take 6 months for the microbes in the soil to break it down to make the soil less acidic. Wood ash will do the same thing in 10 to 14 days. So it's almost instant. It's ready to go. So broadcast it on all of your flower beds. You cannot put too much. So, I mean, don't save it until spring. Put it down now. The rain, the snow will wash it to the root zone of your plant, and that will help them to grow. Now, lime makes the soil less acidic. That's what the wood ash is going to do. Because your soil is less acidic, your plant can now use the phosphorus fertilizer that's in the ground more effectively, and that means that your perennials next year will bloom better, more buds will form on the plants, the flowers will last longer, the flowers will be larger. So applying lime or wood ash to flower beds really does a lot for the plant. They can grow bigger, they're more productive, the flowers last longer, the color of the flowers will be more intense, and the ones that are fragrant will be more fragrant. Sweeter soil, better plant growth in general. Thank you, Lillian. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number is 800-259-9231, and if we can help you, call us. We'll work together so that you have a wonderful garden outside and so that you know how to take care of the plants inside during the holidays. The one thing that you should do for all of your houseplants, especially this month, you're going to be busy. You're going to forget about watering. You're going to definitely forget about feeding because there's so much to do. A day like today, if you're not going shopping, you're not going to decorate outside, fertilize all of your houseplants. And that will get them through the Christmas holidays. And then, first of the year, you can start a whole new process. But fertilize today while you think of it.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish
Rose. How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no morning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2222. 2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct wholesale pricing.
You worry. We do too, so that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. And now, extended until Sunday night, December 12th, take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Ernie from Massachusetts, who has a question about chestnuts.
Ernie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about chestnuts. I have a chestnut tree that's near rental property, and it seems that every new tenant that comes in, once the chestnuts fall, they take them and they want to bake them in the oven, but I don't know if they're edible. So I've seen, like at Market Basket, I've seen chestnuts in their produce department.
Right.
And so I just was wondering, how do you distinguish good from bad, or edible from non-edible?
Okay, well, the ones that you're seeing in the supermarket are Chinese chestnuts. And I don't know of many trees in New England where they produce the Chinese chestnuts. Most of the chestnuts that we, trees that we have in the New England area are the American chestnut. And one of the ways that you can tell that it's the American, normally, by the end of July, going into August, you start to see spotting on the foliage. And the beautiful green leaves begin to get paler in color. And you get all these brown or black spots on the foliage. And then the leaves begin to drop. That is called chestnut blight, and is very, very common on the American chestnut. I've never eaten the American. The Chinese one I've had every year. I mean, I just love them, baked in the oven or cooked on an open fire. But the American chestnut is usually eaten by squirrels, chipmunks, rodents like that. I have never tasted them, so I can't tell you if it's good or bad. I know they are edible, but whether the taste is palatable or not, I don't know. But the one that's in the market are the Chinese. The one that will tell you the difference is look for the foliage. And if you remember that the foliage of that tree got all spotted, all disease, and by the time September came, there was no leaves on that tree, that's the American. And for the most part, that one is not eaten. When I grew up in central Maine, we had five of these American chestnuts that were planted on the perimeter of our property. And they had 4-foot diameter tree trunks. And we would get the chestnuts and we would make necklaces and little pipes and all kinds of stuff with them as kids. But we never ate them. And my dad told us not to because they were terrible. So if the foliage gets disease, it's the American, and that one is not edible. If it stays nice and clean, that's the Chinese. And I'll tell you what, if you send me an email, Ernie, then I will send you some information about the shape of the foliage comparing the two and what the nut looks like comparing the two. My email address is parent@roadrunner.com. So parent@roadrunner.com. Thank you, Ernie. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jane from Massachusetts, who has a question about cactus and a question about Rosa Sharon.
Okay. Jane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Jane, you there? Hello, Jane. Okay. If we can help you, the number is 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll get you right up there. We'll answer your gardening questions. Now, if you're going to be cutting some greens from outside and you want to bring them inside, what I'd like you to do is this. Get them all cut and put a little bit of either wilt proof or wilt stop on them, but apply it outside. The anti-desiccants will do a much better job in sealing those evergreens if it's done outdoors when the temperature is cold and the sun actually hits the spray. It's not too late to apply it to newly planted shrubs also. So if you have newly planted azaleas, rhododendron, boxwood, things that are on the delicate size. A yew is not a problem. It's tough. A juniper is tough. It's more your broadleaf evergreens that have a problem with winter damage. And you need to have a temperature above 40 degrees for it to do the best job. A day like today, you're going to have temperatures above 40, and if you planted some new shrubbery, definitely broadleaf evergreens should be done. If you have some ground covers, English ivy, is the least delicate, is the most delicate, rather, of all of your ground covers. Myrtle is very strong. Pachysandra is very strong, but English ivy is the most delicate. And if you could put an anti-desiccant on them, it would really help them a great deal to be a lot less foliage damage caused by the sun and winter weather. So a little bit of time will go a long, long ways for that. And if you're going to be bringing in roping, and you're going to be putting it on the banister going upstairs in your house, if you're going to be hanging garland or putting evergreens on chandeliers or on a mantle. Use something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop before you do it. It seals the moisture in so that they do not dry out as quickly. And believe me, it is worth the investment. But it's best done outside because the product on the inside is part of the pine tree. It's pitch, the sticky stuff, the sap. And you need to have the sun hit the anti-desiccant to make it dry, stick, and plug in all of those pores to your plant. So don't spray it in the house, because if you get it on your walls, it's going to be sticky. And on wallpaper, it's going to stain the wallpaper. Spray it on the greens outdoors, allow them to air dry, then bring them inside, feel them. And if they still feel sticky or tacky, allow them to air dry on some newspaper before you put them up on the wall. Otherwise, you could have some residue that could stain that wall. But it will make a big, big difference. Okay? Now, the other thing, if you buy or you receive potted Christmas trees or holly for the holidays, they cannot stay in the house for any longer than 7 to 10 days. If you bring in a potted holly plant, and you bring it in the house now, and you keep it until Christmas, you cannot put it outside. You need to put it in a north-facing window that's going to get plenty of light, and a room that's going to be on the cool side. Because once you bring that plant in the house, it gets accustomed to 70-degree temperature or warmer, the buds are going to begin to wake up, and the plant could actually begin to grow. And if you put it outside, the weather is going to get cold, it's going to kill all of those buds, and you could lose your plant. So if you're giving a potted holly, a potted dwarf Alberta spruce, or some type of a juniper, and you keep it inside longer than 10 days, it has to spend the rest of the winter in your home. The best thing to do, if you get a present like that, put it on your deck, put it on your porch, where it's going to stay cold, and that way you can enjoy it looking out the window at the plant. When the weather gets rough, put it in the garage for the winter and leave it there. And then in the spring, you can plant it directly in a shrubbery bed or use it in your landscaping. But any outside plant should not stay in the house any longer than 7 to 10 days. And the same thing with a live Christmas tree. If you decide, I want to buy a ball and burlap blue spruce, I want to decorate it in the house, and then after Christmas plant it, figure on 7 to 10 days. Use the little LED lights. Keep it away from a heat source. That will make a big difference. Use an anti-desiccant spray, and when the time is up, put it in your garage for the winter. Or if you don't have a garage, put it up against the house on the north side to protect it from the wind during the winter season. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together to help you to have a great season. Don Who's up next?
This is David from Massachusetts, who has a question about strawberries.
David, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thanks, Paul. Good morning. I actually have two questions. I had earth boxes, one of which had strawberry plants in them, and I'm wondering if I can somehow save the plants and replant them next year. And my second question is, should I be spraying my semi-dwarf fruit trees, peaches and plums, with horticultural oil this fall?
Okay. On your fruit trees, if you can get a day where it's going to be above 40 for 3 or 4 hours, yes. Because that will kill a lot of eggs that were placed there by insects when they felt that the season was going to be changing. On your strawberries, take your entire earth box, put it in an unheated garage, unheated tool shed for the winter. If you leave the earth box outside, it will fill full of water, it's going to expand, and it's going to break, and then you'll lose the earth box. They can stay any place where it's not heated, and they'll do real well.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Perry Garden Club. Dawn, who do we have up next?
Up next, we have Fred from Maine, who has a question about a winter tree.
Good morning, Fred. How can we help you out with your garden this morning?
Good morning, Paul. Yes, I have a brown turkey vase.
Yes.
And it did fine outdoors all summer and had blossoms and fruit. And it's in a big pot, and I have it inside right now, but I'm not quite sure what to do with it.
Okay. I have a brown turkey fig. I've had it for about 6 or 7 years. I leave it outside till we've had a frost and the leaves come off, and then I put it in my basement for the winter. And I stick it in one corner as far away from the furnace as possible. And I basically totally ignore it all winter long. And then in late March, I bring it out. I put it in my garage where I start watering it and feeding it. And then when the threat of frost is over in mid-May, then I move it back outside, and it does very, very well. But in Maine, if you leave it outside, you could lose it during the winter. So it should come inside. If you have a somewhat heated garage where your temperatures will stay above freezing, then you could put it in there. But as I say, I've had mine 6 years. I put it in my basement for the winter, and you know, I do nothing. I put it in there once all the leaves have come off, stick it in the corner, and bring it out in late March, early April, and it does very, very well. So try that. But if you leave it outside, being you live in Maine, we're going to go below zero. and the plant will not survive that type of weather. I know on Cape Cod, they can grow them in the backyard with no problem at all, but we're a little bit cooler than Cape Cod, and we need to give it some protection during the winter months. Thank you, Fred. Don, I think we can fit one more in.
I think you're right. How about Beverly from Massachusetts, who has a question about herbs?
Beverly, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. I brought in some herbs, bay leaf, rosemary, marjoram, and my concern is that there'll be bugs and that I won't be able to carry them through the winter. Can I spray them with anything right now? They're in a very sunny window.
The best product. I have a bay leaf that I bought in a 4-inch pot 4 years ago now. It's now in a 12-inch container. It stands maybe 18 inches tall and 18 inches wide. And I have a rosemary that is 5 years old, and I have it in a 14-inch pot, Beverly. It's about 3 feet wide and 2 feet tall. It's absolutely beautiful. When I bring it inside the house for the winter, I use horticultural oil. And you can find that at any garden center, feed and grain store, either horticultural oil or all-season oil. And this is something that you can use indoors, and it kills aphids, mealybug, white fly, and red spider. It's a very safe product. There's no fumes. It's an oil. And the way that it kills, it plugs up the pores on the skin of the insect, and it also will smother the eggs of the insect. So it's a very good way to control insects. I don't like to use the indoor plant spray during the winter because all the windows are closed. So you spray the plant, you kill the bugs, but you're now breathing all of the fumes from that spray. Oil has no fumes, it's not toxic, it's very safe, and can be used on all plants, even edible plants, because it's not a chemical, it's an oil that you can wash off if you're going to be eating that particular vegetable. But try that. Check your plants. When you see an infestation, hit it with a spray, and you're in great shape. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. And if you'd like a wreath, call now, and we can help you on the phone. Bye-bye. Thank you, John.